Hello.
Hello, Stephanie.
We were disconnected.
Yeah, or I think you couldn't hear me, so I called you from my direct line. Is this better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Right, and I was asking if you had sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes, this is my phone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I'm just going to list off a few illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Organ transplant, HIV/AIDS?
No.
Hepatitis B or autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name T-A-F-T?
Yeah.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Are you married?
Divorced.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
10/28/1961.
Thank you. And then your social?
The whole entire thing?
The whole thing is preferred, but you can just give me the last four if you'd like.
Last four. 9273.
Okay. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I went to the doctors.
From the doctor?
Yeah.
And was that recent when they told you the connection, or was that when you around the time you were diagnosed?
Around the time I was diagnosed.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
Right now I'm 5'4". I weigh 164 pounds.
Okay. Thank you. And then this is your main cell phone number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your email?
Stephanie. 21202@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
About twice a month.
Twice a month. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, more than that.
Okay. What year did you first start using it?
Around 2003, I started using it.
Wow. And what year did you stop?
I stopped using it about 2014 because I started getting sick.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying it?
No.
Okay. And then you were spraying the Roundup, it was in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. And how many exposures do you think you've had to Roundup in your lifetime? How many times do you think you've sprayed it, if you had to estimate?
I don't know.
That could be over...
over 50, 60 times, 70, 80 times. I was doing it. I had been using it for years. I was doing it like twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want the weeds to break the, I was trying to stop the weeds and the grass and the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Concrete.
Okay, so about at least over 50 times, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene, Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
And do you get your water from a well?
No, I get it from wherever the water company gives it from.
Okay. And do you remember what type of Roundup you were using? Was it concentrate or premix?
No, it was concentrate.
And where were you purchasing it from?
Walmart.
Walmart. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, that was too many years ago, miss.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Not right now.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah.
Oh, how long would you say you've lost?
About 2 years.
Gosh. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And we are almost done. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I don't have none, but I could contact the hospital and get some.
It's at the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is that hospital's name?
Ascension St. Agnes Hospital.
Is that the one on 900 South Caton Avenue?
Caton, yeah. Caton.
All right. And do you remember your physician's name?
Yes, he was very nice, Dr. Carol Miller.
That was Dr. Karen Miller?
Carol. Carole.
Oh, Carol B. Miller. Okay. Thank you. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Like, I don't have a lot of energy now. Like, I'm subjected to all kinds of little, any little cold or something like that. It seems like I get them all. I get a cold at least twice a year. Like, I have one now, and I don't even understand why. I haven't been around. Nothing. Well, at least I don't think.
So it's weakened your immune system?
Yeah. So I catch colds quick.
Oh.
And now my energy level is really low. So.
Gosh. And when was the last time you were treated?
In 2015.
And as far as your treatment, was it chemotherapy or was it radiation?
It was chemotherapy.
Okay. And what is your current home address?
My current home address is 1701 Ashburn Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21216, apartment 1. Now, I'm about to move in 2 days to my new apartment. So, yeah. Well, my address is about to change.
Okay. Okay, so I will put down this address, and then when the attorneys give you a call, you can update them once you have moved, if they do ask for that.
All right. Okay.
And what was the apartment number?
Apartment 1.
Apartment 1. Thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, you can call. You can call 443. I go on my phone to find his number first.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I got a terrible headache. The number is 443. It's 410.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's 458-3763.
63. And what is your relationship to this person?
My husband.
Husband. And then can I just get his first and last name?
Mark Diggs.
Mark. Was that Diggs with a D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay. But this fan, yeah, yes, do you agree? What does it say? Let's say it's, okay, so the next thing is to send. So this stuff is dark. I can't read this.
You can't open it?
Yeah, why not? But it says continue. Okay. Now, it's open. So, I see my name. Now, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, there should be a start button at the top. And once you press that, it'll take you to the first signature box.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, it took me to a signature box, but I didn't sign my signature. Wait a minute, let me go back up here.
Is it asking you to draw your signature?
Yes, we do not. Wait a minute. Oh. Okay. I see client signature right there. Oh, okay, client signature. Okay. My signature. Okay. Oh, it's putting it in for me. Okay. So it's putting it in for me. It's just filling it in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I guess it's finished. All right. Stop sending and signing today.
Okay, perfect. I just received it. So that's all I need from you. I just sent you another text with my information as well as the attorneys. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps and all that.
Okay.
And did you need anything else from me before I let you go?
some medicine for my cold, Monica. No, thank you.
Okay, well, I do hope you feel better.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.